All right, State Representative Dave Preston is with us. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good to talk to you.
Well, House Bills 4556 through 4560, what don't you like about them?
Almost everything. You know, we're going further and further down this social progressive agenda, trying things that just simply don't work. Incarceration and consequences for activities need to remain, not only for the victims, but for society and for the communities in general. And, you know, what I witnessed in that 90-minute committee meeting was just reprehensible, you know, that to the extent that they are willing to go.
Some would say if someone is reformed and, you know, why not give them a shot at parole after 10 years and instead you still have a parole board that has to make that decision. So what's wrong with that?
And that's kind of my take on it is trying to usher in, and I think it's under a different maybe under a different curtain, basically just decriminalization or a redefinition of consequences is just not really genuine to both the victim as well as society. You know, after 10 years, for a person to be reconsidered, even if they've committed heinous acts like murder, rape, you name it, these people can every year reach out for a reconsideration regarding their sentence. These sentences and sentencing guidelines were established by the legislature, working in good faith with stakeholders and victims. And really it circumvents the process. And the biggest thing that I think of is it, what does it do to the victims? You know, now instead of certainty in sentencing, they've got to worry, what's the system going to do? Who are they going to let this person out? Should I think about moving? It's unnecessary anxiety, for the part of the community as well as the victims that are involved.
Well, what would be the biggest change if this is ultimately passed and signed by the governor?
This could literally, you know, depending on, you know, who's at the helm of this, you know, release, you know, thousands of murderers. I mean, you know, currently our statistics show that there's, you know, 7,450 murderers that are incarcerated in Michigan. 3,700 people convicted of criminal sexual conduct, 1,800 armed robberies, 5,100 murderers right now would immediately be eligible to request for a lower sentence. So it's just more of the same. It's more of the agenda that basically makes you a criminal if you misgender somebody. So if I accidentally said he, when I should have said she, you know, I can technically, under some of the new rules, new legislation that's passing out of the House, be charged with a crime, a hate crime. So it's just more of the same that we're getting out of Lansing, and this is just craziness.
And that hearing was scripted, would you say?
Yeah, because I'll tell you, the victims were not allowed really their due time to express their concerns. It was the whole committee seemed to be a baked into the cake process, where really only not even the Republican members of the committee were able to fully vet their concerns. There was a quick gaveling and really a suppression of free dialogue on the committee level. And I'm sure if this is felt strongly enough by the majority in power, that they'll ram this through the legislative process, just like everything else that they've done on a strictly partisan level.
Well, they can't yet, right? Because you have a equally divided House.
Correct. On the 16th, though, those special elections occur. And you know, we're hopeful, but preparing for the worst, that they regain majority, and if they do, it's it you know, the floodgates will open again.
Anything else about this particular package of bills you'd like to mention before we close the interview here, Dave?
I think, you know, just when it comes to, you know, crime in the state as well as in our communities, as well as the stabilization of our correctional facilities, you know, legislation like this is just bad. We've seen it play out in different states throughout the country. And, you know, dealing with the institutionalization and the recidivism that we do experience, this type of legislation, I feel, is just completely misguided.
State Representative Dave Preston, thank you, sir. We'll keep an eye on this as it makes its way through the process.
Thank you, sir. Good talking to you.